An auditorium at Carroll University in Waukesha nearly burst at the seams last night. People wanted to share their views on whether Waukesha should be allowed to divert Lake Michigan water. The city says the lake is the only reasonable alternative to its radium-tainted aquifer system. The state DNR is holding three hearings to let the public testify. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz attended last night's meeting and is here in the studio to fill us in. So, Susan, it sounds like there was quite a crowd last night.
You're right, Rachel. I'd say there's well over 200 people, and people started gathering well before the hearing. There's a coalition of environmental groups that held sort of a tailgate party indoors to encourage people to come and have a bite and to, they hoped, speak against Waukesha's proposal. This coalition's key point is its belief that if the city of Waukesha sticks to its existing service area and uses the latest technology, it would have ample safe water for its residents. Lynn Preston is one of the people who listened into what the coalition had to say. She lives in nearby Mukwonago.
I went to two presentations, the DNR presentation and the other group, and so I'm just looking at both sides, and I really do think Waukesha could look at some other options.
So the first comment really of the hearing, Rachel, was the DNR. The agency gave an overview of Waukesha's plan to take and return the Lake Michigan water that would be coming from Oak Creek, and they would eventually accommodate more customers who live outside the city of Waukesha. Federal officials have ordered Waukesha to come up with a safe drinking plan for its residents, and that's due by 2018. And the city's been working on that application for years. It will be the first to be tested by the Great Lakes Compact, and that prohibits diversions of water to outside the Great Lake Basin, but it allows possible exceptions, and that's where Waukesha hopes to fit in. It lies outside the basin, but is part of Waukesha County, which straddles the basin. So the question that dominated last night's hearing is whether Waukesha's only reasonable alternative to its radium-tainted well water is Lake Michigan. Suzanne Kelly is one person who said yes. She's president of the Waukesha County Business Alliance.
The city has implemented a lot of conservation activities. Our businesses participate in many conservation measures, but the studies have shown you cannot conserve your way out of this problem. This is an issue that really has been studied at length over many, many years. All different kinds of options have been explored, and Lake Michigan water really is the only environmentally sustainable solution for the city.
Now, Lori Longtine was equally vehement in her opposition. She's a member of the Waukesha County Environmental Action League.
Because they have plenty of water, if they would constrain themselves to the existing city boundaries of the water service area and the non-diversion solution that our organizations are promoting, that should have been the first step, treating the radium in the water.
Peter Annan is someone who was there. He sat attentively taking notes throughout the hearing. I watched him scribble away, and he said he wasn't there for comment. He authored a book called The Great Lakes Water Wars and says the application process is going to figure into the update that he's writing. Annan calls the Waukesha case, no matter its outcome, a lesson in water sustainability. He says a century ago, people flocked to Waukesha by the trainload for the city's plentiful mineral springs.
100 years ago, Waukesha was a water destination. Now they're a water beggar. And this is not just about Waukesha. This is for communities everywhere. If you can run out of water in one of the water richest regions of the world, where can't you run out of water?
So, Susan, what happens next in the Waukesha application process?
There are two more hearings. That's today at 1 p.m. at the Silber School of Public Health and at 5:30 in Racine at the Downtown Masonic Center. People can still comment online or by mail until August 28th. And then the DNR is saying they'll be ready with their final decision in December. If it's approved at the state level, then it moves on to the remaining 7 U.S. states and 2 Canadian provinces that share the shores of the Great Lakes.
Okay, thank you very much, Susan.
Thanks, Rachel.
Susan Bentz, WUWM environmental reporter.